A downpour of rice falls from a suspended yellow tin bucket onto Jongsun Jae Lee. She is crouched on a slab of pavement in West Utica. With a heavy, clinking chain, co-artist Scott Hartman lowers the bucket and refills it to pour it once again. Later, during this mild summer evening with 50 people looking on, Lee will spin chopsticks through the rice and gather it in her apron to share. This is how Lee probes the disparity between the world's privileged and oppressed. Her performance is a kind of modern sculpture.
It's almost like dancing with myself, with the audience, and my art.
Lee lives in New York City. She is a resident at Sculpture Space, a two-month international artist residency program celebrating its 35th anniversary. That the organization is based in Utica, a once booming city that lost close to half of its population in the last 40 years, is no coincidence. The city's former industries left behind tools that sculptors can readily use, and real estate is affordable. Artist and former executive director Sylvia DeSwan was at Sculpture Space during its initial years.
Sculpture Space was founded in response to the real estate crisis in New York City, where rents were creeping up, and it was harder and harder for artists to find space to work.
Artists want to come to Utica. Sculpture Space turns down 10 artists for every one it accepts.
Sculpture Space, which, as to the best of our knowledge, is the only residency of its kind in North America that is specific only to artists whose focus is sculpture.
Sydney Waller is Sculpture Space's executive director.
They can only focus, they have an opportunity to focus only on their art for 2 months. They can work 24/7. They have access to the studio 24/7. It's a small program, so there at the most there are 4 artists at any one time. The word is out that we have a beautiful residence for them. They're well taken care of. The house is only 1 block from the studio. We have a reputation for being devoted to facilitating their projects.
In a struggling economy, Sculpture Space's free housing and $2,000 stipend become especially attractive. Peruvian artist and recent Sculpture Space resident Alberto Borrea contends that residencies also allow him to communicate with fellow artists without the normal constraints of the art market.
You can research like an artist with another artist and, you know, not have to deal with art market and two things, and you can be like just focusing on your work and sit there, you know.
While established artists come to Sculpture Space, many also are just emerging, and they develop some of their most groundbreaking work at the residency. Rainbow, Borrea's piece created from used shopping bags, is now in the biennial show at the El Barrio Museum in New York City and was recently featured in the New York Times. What's surprising is that although artists come from around the world, many choose to make art that engages the Utica community. Lee, for example, asked to have her first performance here at Pearson Blake, a new upscale restaurant across from Union Station.
Not fancy, very fancy place. So I thought my empty bowls, which represent hunger or ready to be filled, is have very contrast between, perhaps it can be contradicting, but I thought there's a very dynamic between those two. Fancy building, empty jars, empty bowls made out of rice. I thought there's a very strong language in between those two.
Several area residents were involved in the performance, like the Tom Waits tribute band, the Swordfish Trombones.
So without the Sculpture Space, I'm sure Utica will be different. That's my personal opinion. And people here, they are fully support artists because there are only 4 people. They are behind our back to support what we are doing here. So I deeply appreciate their time and energy.
While some artists find Utica too isolating, many more find the city's gaudy decay compelling. Last year, Waller curated the exhibition Utica's Utopia, shown at Islip Art Museum and Utica's Public Library. It featured 12 artists, most of whom made Utica their muse. Again, DeSwan.
Really, the most exciting projects were those that were inspired by Utica itself.
So artists have embraced Utica and have used the city as an inspiration for their work. What's interesting is that this blue-collar city has embraced the artists too. We'll explore that in our next story. For WRVO News, I'm Sarah Beck.